News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I love the idea of a bargain, right? So I am excited about Black Friday, but I'm also scared of Black Friday because I don't really believe that I'm not being tricked. So explain to me how to navigate Black Friday and where the value is.
Okay, so the thing to note is that is a good attitude to go in with, because for some years now, you know, certain retailers will put a big either black or red or yellow sticker on something and say it's an unbelievable deal. And then when you scratch the surface, you'll find that they actually hiked the price up for 30 days before and then they're lowering it again. So you're not getting that good a deal.
That's my suspicion.
Now, they have gotten better in recent times, and a lot of the big retailers will put transparency information on the pricing. They will say this, you know, TV, this kettle, whatever it is, was a certain price from this time to this time, and then you can do your research. What I would say, and having fallen into the trap many, many times, is don't get overwhelmed by the flashy discounts. Don't buy something, particularly when it comes to technology, because to me, anything over 100 quid is an expensive purchase, right?
It is, in fairness.
So don't go and just get bamboozled. Do your research beforehand. Ask yourself, if you wanted a new TV, just for argument's sake.
Kind of always want a new TV, but there you go.
Who doesn't? So if you wanted one that has all the latest bells and whistles and all the rest, you're probably not going to get that much of a bargain. If you want one that has the bells and whistles but came out last year, so isn't the latest, there's not that much of a difference.
Preaching to the choir here, you know what I mean? I don't even care if it came out, when it came out. I measure TVs based on the width, do you know, I just want a big one kind of thing. So it's just with my eyes, Jess, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm only joking. But I don't even think I know what the bells and whistles are.
No, and the thing is, if we were to stand in a shop together and look at 10 TVs in a row, chances are you wouldn't be able to tell the difference with your naked eye between a 500 euro TV and a 5,000 euro TV. But the issue is that the 5,000 euro TV is there and there will be money off it. So don't get bamboozled. If you just want something that looks nice so you can watch a bit of Bridgerton or whatever you're having yourself, then you don't need to be spending massive money. Just go in, know the size that you want. So 55 inch, 65 inch, if you want a smaller TV, know that straight away. Find out what the operating system, and I know this is going to sound like jargon, right?
Okay.
But this is important. When you're in a shop, and I would recommend you go into the shop, play around with the TV and see if you like the menu. Because if you don't like the menu on a TV, what's going to happen here is every evening when you sit down at 6 o'clock in the evening to watch your TV, you're going to end up swearing at it because you're not going to be able to navigate it. And then you're going to text
like
me
my TV,
to try and figure out how to work
it. You know
it.
Me.
Absolutely. Sweary Mary. But do your bit of research. Play around with the TV. Get to know it. Make sure you're shopping around. Also, don't be afraid to put a bit of legwork in and shop around.
Yeah.
I have found deals on Irish retailer websites where something is on sale, but it's still 60 quid more expensive than a competitor. So shop around, be eyes wide open. Do not impulse buy. And also,
so you don't need it anyway, don't buy it on good, not Good Friday, on Black Friday.
On Black Friday, yeah, don't. But just shop around. Also be aware that your rights still stand. So if there is an issue with it or anything like that, those still stand. And if you do make any online purchases, please, 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 and please again, don't fall for any scam texts. The scammers are going to be out in force.
Yeah.
They're going to say, your parcel is on the way. Click this link. Give us 5 euro. Just be super savvy over the next little
while. Thank you, Jess. You really do. You save us all the time with stuff like that. Brilliant advice as ever. That is Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech correspondent.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.